Welcome to the Everyman Sports Podcast, the show for fans, by fans. No former pros, no so-called experts, just real passionate fans. From outside on a porch to inside a living room, in the parking lot of a stadium to the dining room table, friends and families chat about their teams, their games, and what makes them cheer. This is Everyman Sports.
Hello and welcome to another episode of Everyman Sports. My name is Chad. I'm the owner-operator of this podcast. With me this week is my dad. How you doing, Dad?
I'm doing great, son.
Excellent, excellent, excellent. Well, let's talk about Week 8 of the NFL. I think the keyword is blowouts. Between Brady blowing out Chicago, because Brady single-handed.
So the question was last week, would Cutler implode or rise to the moment
because
they win on the road?
And he has imploded, and boy has he. They are, they're not, who's to blame? Can I tell you who I blame? Trestman. And the Bears organization, for that matter, because they fired Lovie Smith after a 10-6 season because they didn't make the playoffs. A 10-6 team doesn't make a playoffs, and what do? They get rid of the coach. I understand they didn't make the playoffs, you know, and they haven't gone far in the playoffs under Lovie, aside from that one Super Bowl run.
Well, how about they got away from who they are?
Their defensive team.
Well.
Monsters, no?
Not anymore.
Well, no, not anymore, but they were.
They got away from that.
Right. And so now they went.
Offense is
the king. It's the king.
It's like plaid. It's in.
Yes. I mean, you look around the league, how many offensive coaches? And scoring's up, and we talked about this. I mean, what the average.
By design.
Right. 20, 30 years ago, a really good, solid game for an NFL quarterback passing-wise was.
What, 30 years ago?
Yeah.
I don't know, 150, under 200.
Under 200. Now, you know, I brought up the point. Andrew Luck throws 300 yards per game. If you throw under 300 yards, you're looked at as not
pedestrian.
Getting the job. Yeah.
Well, Colt McCoy threw for 299 last night.
Yeah. Against Dallas.
Against Dallas.
Yeah.
The vaulted Dallas defense, which last year was the worst in the league.
Yeah. They got better. But
trendy league. It's amazing how things change.
It is. This is, you know, Washington goes into Dallas, and the Redskins pull out another one on the Cowboys. It always works that way. Cowboys
win. They know each other.
Cowboys win in Arlington, and the Redskins win in Dallas. That's usually how it works out. That Mark Brunell Monday night game almost 10 years ago. I think 10 years ago. That game, you know, I mean, but the Redskins and the Cowboys have always had a history.
Legendary. Now, George Allen turned that into almost religion.
So
but the truth is, you have to beat the best in your division. At the time, they were the best with Landry.
Absolutely.
And you're not going anywhere until you can win your division.
That's absolutely true. And it's still
wild cards have won.
Yeah, some Super Bowls. It's happened before.
Yeah.
But so, yeah, so between New England beating up on Chicago.
Unmerciful, yeah.
And how about.
Well, how about when, and to follow that up, they had their backup quarterback, which his name slips me, took Brady out. They were ahead 41-24 something.
Yeah.
And this ridiculous.
Houston. Defensive loose.
Yeah. He sacks late in the game in the fourth quarter.
When they're down.
There's no, 41-24, whatever. And he blows his ACL out.
He does the sack dance, which is jump up in the air and make spread your arms out like, wah!
Right.
And he landed awkwardly.
This plow horse is going to act like a flamingo.
Yeah.
And that happened. Something ugly happened.
That happened earlier, a couple weeks prior to that, when. Lions.
Oh,
Lions lineman. Sack Rodgers. They're down 14-7.
Yes.
No, I'm sorry. They're winning 14-7. And he does the sack dance. And he does the same move. He jumps up and he lands and he busts an ACL.
Yeah.
See, if you're gonna do a sack celebration, do what J.J. Watt did. Because Zach Mettenberger, the backup, he's in Tennessee. All week he had been posting selfies, pictures of himself on Twitter and Instagram. And J.J. Watt made a point.
This is a rookie.
Yeah, this is a rookie. So J.J. Watt said at a press conference, you know, this isn't college, this isn't high school. Be ready.
Right.
Act like a professional.
Sure.
Don't be a rookie. So when J.J. Watt sacked Mettenberger, he did a selfie where he's leaning, put his arm up in the air like, hey.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Just so you know. J.J. Watt's awesome.
But at 23, these guys should act like 33?
That's not possible. You're lucky if you find those guys. But, I mean, really, you can't expect that.
But as a fan, you like it.
Oh,
it's not your team.
Absolutely.
I don't want that to stop.
No.
I don't want coaches being outrageous, stop screaming on the sideline.
No,
I want that.
Right, exactly. I want that. And press conferences.
Right.
Denny Green and Herm Edwards. You want that stuff. That would be great. So Brady has a big game. Roethlisberger has an amazing game.
That guy's taking the team on his back.
522 yards, 5 touchdowns, and everybody said West Coast offense, he's not doing good in the West Coast offense. Right. Same thing with Eli. Those first two games, they were like, West Coast offense, not working well. These guys need, I mean, these are veteran players now. They were with the same, you know, playbook and the same offensive coordinator for so long.
With Eli is the coach. Now, I know he's, you know, has a lot of respect around the league and people, but hey, here's the bottom line. No football coach, college or professional, ever improved after age 60, bar one man.
Right.
Bear Bryant. He's the only coach, college or professional, that improved after age 60.
True.
So for Coughlin to improve after age 60, he'd have to what, win two or three Super Bowls?
Yeah, I guess.
Well, sometimes that number seems to, you can't slip it, you know.
No.
At 35, your strength maximizes and you decline after that. And mentally, I think it's 50. Never been a 50-year-old or older chess champion of the world. So
that's
there
a
is
point.
A physical and mental, you know, point where you're in decline.
Yeah, regression has to happen at some point. And
right.
Yeah, there comes an age where that starts to happen. Well, that's a very good point. And the final blowout of the week came courtesy of the New York Jets, 43-23, at home against the Buffalo Bills.
Right.
Geno Smith.
Now you got a reckless guy like a young reckless, not finding himself, want to do something even if it's wrong.
Geno. Yeah.
Right? And his backup is one of the most reckless.
Yeah.
I mean, you slap him and the ball falls out.
That's true.
So, I mean, there's no compliment there.
No. No. And he was supposed to be a mentor, but it's just not working out. The whole thing's not working out. Idzik is not working out.
No, he's kind of odd. I mean, is he medicated? Because he seems disconnected in some of these press conferences.
He was the chief financial officer of the Seattle Seahawks.
Oh, so that's how he saved $20 million with the Jets.
Yes! Yes!
Right, okay.
Woody Johnson brought him in because he's a money guy, because Woody doesn't want to spend so much. Apparently doesn't want to. They're $20 million under the cap.
But do you think it's a plan to bottom this thing out first?
I don't know. But right. If that's been the plan since Joe Namath left town. Like, I don't know what to do here. The whole thing needs to be culture change.
Well, Leon Hess, I mean, he allowed people that, you know, in that business to run it. He didn't, he wasn't Jerry Jones on the sideline.
No.
I mean, you couldn't get an interview from
that guy. No, absolutely not. You know, I mean, but there are those owners. They stay out of things.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, I've heard the name Dean Spanos, but I don't see him on the field, owner of the Chargers.
Right, right.
You know, but you see Arthur Blank always on the sideline. That guy never has a box seat.
Right.
You know, I constantly see Jeffrey Loria in his box, but I don't hear anything from
him. That's interesting. Talking about the Eagles now, I mean, it's looking to, they are last in the league in the in red zone touchdown production.
Which
last. So to me, what I'm looking at maybe is the run and shoot. So from 20s to 20s, they are, I mean, they're putting up yardage like crazy.
Jeremy Maclin had a great game.
But they apparently don't have the punch, the
they don't.
The oomph to put it in.
They don't have a power back. I mean, LeSean McCoy is a very good
player. Well, I see McCoy, but on the goal line, doesn't look like he wants to put his nose in there.
No, of course not, because he's going to get a punch.
Now, if that's not solved...
They don't use their tight ends enough. That's the problem.
Right.
With Ertz and...
Selleck.
They don't use those guys at all. I mean, look,
Is that down the road? Is he setting up trends that he can counter later on?
I would hope so.
Or you think this is what they got?
I would hope so. Well, they better show something against whenever they play the Cowboys.
In the playoffs, not
I don't know.
Yeah.
So I'm still shocked that this is a guy, Chip Kelly, who didn't have a kicker when he was at Oregon for field goals, and yet... They're on they're on the goal line, fourth and goal on the goal line, and they kick the field goal.
Yeah.
So I'm very, very surprised by that.
Well, actually, what was said about him coming into the league from Oregon, that he would probably go for it a lot on fourth down and in parts of the field that you normally wouldn't. I have not seen that.
I think they could.
So I think he might have got a reality check in this league.
Yeah, I think so. But you can't. I mean, I understand that they would. You know.
Well, who's a better team, Dallas or Philadelphia at this point?
I have to say Cowboys. Cowboys are the most balanced. But
well, both teams are really adept at the letting people down.
Yeah, well, that's for sure. I feel bad
for
their
fan bases. So the
build-up
in both cases is here.
Yeah, exactly. And I thought I had a bad life as a Jet fan, but apparently not.
recent Cowboys.
Well, recent Cowboys, but yes, if you're an old Cowboy fan, then of course life
a lot
is
of
good.
Victories.
Life is good. So we move on to week 9.
Yeah.
We have some.
Well, what's interesting here immediately sticks out is that Denver's favored in Foxborough.
Well, as
This is Brady, and I mean, this is legendary stuff here. And as they age, how many more of these are left between the two
Not
of them?
Not many.
Playoffs they could meet also?
Probably. It happened last year. It could happen again. This, as a. As a Brady hater and a Manning supporter, a Peyton Manning supporter,
right.
this I'm scared. I'm scared because it's in New England.
Now, Patriots. Gronk looks healthy, and really, there's no way to defend him.
No.
Because at 6'6", 265.
Oh, he's a big.
You throw it away from the defender, and he can grab it.
I recently had a discussion on Facebook. A guest of ours once, Greg. He's a Patriots fan.
Okay.
And he had a post that when healthy, Gronk is the best all-around tight end.
Well, I'm going to go this far. I'm going to put him up near one of the, I mean, barring quarterbacks, of course.
Sure.
The best player in the league when he's on.
When he's on.
Better than Graham.
I'll agree.
Because he can read stuff Graham can't.
I'll agree he's better than Graham.
So I'm trying to think, I mean...
I mean,
how does he not catch it?
Who, Grant?
It's
or,
rare.
Oh yeah, Gronk. It's rare. But the problem is he gets hurt.
Well, the thing of it is, when you have something like that near you, you've got to take the legs out.
Yeah,
because you're not going to be tackling him high at 6'6".
But this
and doing anything.
But I just don't understand how a guy of his size breaks his forearm on an extra point.
Right.
Like, that makes no sense to me.
Right.
Like if that.
Well,
if that
here is what was asked about. Belichick was asked, you know, why is he out there? He goes, well, you tell me when these guys are going to get hurt, and I'll pull them.
Yeah.
I wouldn't put him out.
No.
There. So who knows?
I understand Belichick.
Yeah, but I don't
point.
Know if he broke it on a helmet, or.
It doesn't. When was the last time you heard I broke a forearm on a field goal? Not a 35-yard
right,
field
right,
goal.
Right, right,
not
right.
a 45. Not even a blocking play at
right.
the goal line. No, an extra point, which has been said over the last couple of years, is a gimme. Like, I mean, when...
98%, 96%.
Well, when they do it at the Pro Bowl, they just stand up. The defenders and linemen just stand up. They don't push at the Pro
right.
Bowl. So, and when, it's, when
well,
it comes to this...
Well, truthfully, I really can't tell anymore because I'm usually in the bathroom.
Well, I think
at
that's...
the refrigerator. I mean, that's a great break. I hope they don't take that away.
No.
So then, I'm just stuck in the couch the whole afternoon.
No, you just need the touchdown, that's all. All right, moving on. So who do you like this week? What are some games you like? You were talking about you because you noticed the Raiders are getting 15.
I saw the Raiders getting 15
at
so,
Seattle.
Yeah, I mean it's often been said well in past times that there's a graveyard for people at spot 15 in professional leagues. So that's very tempting, you know, because winning by 14 isn't horrible.
No, absolutely.
But how bad are they?
Oakland's pretty bad.
Oh, they're pretty bad. Isn't that sad?
They're pretty bad. Derek Carr has looked good in spurts, but they're just not good enough.
Now, these are the old, like old Arizona, like this is where you go when you can't go anywhere else, or people
Oakland.
Go there for the money. I mean,
not for the money.
Get people.
No, they recently did a thing amongst players that said that players find it the least. They want to go there the least. Out of all the... like,
because they haven't won forever.
Well, they haven't won. Ownership is up in the air. The stadium situation...
is a mess.
I mean, that this is a stadium...
there's more
that,
options.
Well, yeah, but this is a stadium where they had issues with the sewage system in the locker room. You don't want to play there when you could go to someplace
well,
else.
Well, I'll tell you, after these losses, there must be a really bad, funky smell in there.
Oh.
Because they really stink up the place.
Yeah, they're bad.
There's no doubt about it.
Yeah, they're not good. And were you interested in the Dallas-Arizona game?
Yeah, I like Arizona. I think maybe this wheel has turned a little bit on Dallas. I don't think they're a 6-1 team.
Well,
I mean, they lost.
They're 6-2 team.
Well, 6-2 now, and they you know, again, I put a little bit of credence into losing the first game of the season.
Yeah.
And they did that. So, I mean, I know there's been one or two Super Bowl teams that did that, but generally speaking, that's not a good sign.
Yeah, well, Arizona's getting four. So yeah. who do you like?
I like them. Arizona plays extremely aggressive. You see what they played last week at the Eagles?
Yeah.
They do not stop.
No.
That guy is a riverboat gambler. He has used confidence in his people.
Adrian? I mean, Arians?
They've done it without their starting quarterback. Done it without with their top defensive back out, the linebacker.
Sure.
It was out. Is he still out? I mean, he's from the beginning of the year. I mean, that guy was a beast.
Who? Peterson? Oh, what's his name? Not Dansby. Dansby's isn't
no,
there.
No, he's
anymore.
Gone. So, I mean, yeah, loved that coach, right? He was the one that was with Indianapolis Colts, right?
Yeah.
He's
the first interim coach ever to win Coach of the Year. And right. They went, 8-1 under him?
Yeah.
Because Pagano.
Well, I think he might have won 9 games or something. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, it was amazing.
Yeah.
So, I mean, the teams reflect the coach.
That's right.
Eventually.
And he's a good one.
And so that says it all.
Right? Yeah, Bruce Arians is a good one, so. All right, so moving on. So there you go. Moving on to baseball. Baseball is...
Oh, baseball. Tonight's the night. Can they hang on? They're like on the ledge, fingernails dug into the concrete.
Yep, San Francisco's up 3-2, game 6 right. In Kansas City. But this is what you kind of want if you're Kansas City. You want to be at home.
Okay, what if the Giants go out to a 2-0 lead by the third inning?
Well...
Could that propel them?
Okay. Kansas City or...
Oh, you think Kansas City, that they cannot score first and still win?
I think they cannot score first and still win. Okay. Peavy's on...
They've counted him out before.
Yes. You know, you go
the
back
playoffs.
To... Well, yes, you go back to the wild card game. They were down 7-3.
Seventh inning?
Eighth, actually.
Okay.
John Lester on the hill, you know, and that...
Looked bleak.
It did, but they came back and they steamrolled up into the Giants. Look, they lost game one. And I said, what happens when they lose?
Well, they won 2 and 3.
That's right. They won at home 2, and then they went on the road and won 3. Close games.
But the other team has a 1 and a 5.
That's right.
Right?
Yeah, Bumgarner.
So you need to win 1-3-5-7. I mean, you win 2-4-6, you can't do it.
So can they? So this works out for them. 2 and 3, 6 and 7. If Kansas City.
Well, I think baseball needs a 7th game.
Absolutely.
There's a reason for people to tune into this.
Absolutely.
Thing. Because I think, I don't know what the ratings are, but can I imagine that they're low?
Well, the first game was the lowest rated World Series of all time. Now, caveats to all these things. This is not the old days where there's 5 channels. This is not, you know, where 23 million are going to tune into one game.
Well, there's too many games.
There's too many games, too many distractions. And
too many options.
How about... this doesn't count. I'm a cord cutter. This doesn't count how many people are watching on their devices.
Oh, that's true.
Also, what about bars?
Yeah.
When you're watching a game on a Friday night, or if you're in San Francisco tonight.
Well, actually, I'm watching the score. I'm at the bar. I'm doing other things at the
well,
bar.
Well, true. But if you want to go someplace, like if you're in San Francisco and you want to be amongst the crowd, you right. want to see how it, you want to be there if they win. If they win, you want to be with other people.
Sure.
So you're going to go to a bar, right. You're going to go to a public place.
But I explain San Francisco. It doesn't explain
what?
Kansas City.
Well, Kansas City. Well, how about
people in New Jersey that can't wait to see Kansas City.
Well, yes, that's true.
That's
but they constantly show throughout the series viewing parties.
Yeah.
Like in the middle of Kansas City,
right.
You know, square, there's about...
So they don't want you to feel like you're the only one watching.
Right, but there's 5,000 people and it's a viewing party. It's a giant screen. They did this at the World Cup on
right.
Copacabana Beach where they had a giant
right,
inflatable
right.
screen. Thousands and thousands of...
Right.
What, because it's one screen, yeah. It's one viewership?
But the biggest problem about baseball is not only that you play a lot of games, right?
Yes,
but your best athletes are not playing baseball.
No, it's true.
And it's difficult because if you could assemble a lot of talents, the Yankees would have done it. So there
yeah.
really is a talent shortage.
There is a talent.
I mean, I know the Dodgers trying to grab a lot. San Francisco trying to hold what they got together. But it's difficult.
There are pockets of baseball, but the thing is, and I've heard it said, it's now a regional sport, the same way the NBA is a regional sport.
True.
You're going to watch the Super Bowl no matter who's playing.
Oh, absolutely.
You'll watch the Cowboys in the Super Bowl. You
sure.
don't care.
No.
Because it's, you know, it's one game, and it's football's a totally different beast from all the other sports.
Well, it's a national holiday. For
absolutely
the most part,
is. Yes.
So, I mean, it's more than that.
Yes, it is.
So I'm interested in what kind of appetite. I'm interested about a lot of stuff. I don't ever think food when I think baseball.
No.
World Series baseball.
Right, exactly. But when it comes to baseball and hockey and NBA, these are all region. If the Lakers aren't in it, you're not watching it.
Right.
If the Celtics aren't in it, you're not watching it. If the Knicks aren't in it, you're not watching it. Same thing. Red Wings are in it, I'm watching.
I heard something recently, but Kobe's age, I forget how old he is. He's in his late 30s, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So I don't know if he's 37, 39. But no one's averaged more at that age, at his age this year, has averaged 15 points.
I can believe
it. Game for the season.
Yeah.
So you put him over that?
It's tough.
There's a lot of people say that that's because guys went to college. He didn't go to college.
No, he didn't. So he's got that.
So does that help or hurt? Does that mean he's got more wear and tear by not playing college and playing all the pro games?
He's probably got less. He probably has less wear and tear.
Less. Then some people say that he'll score 23, average 23, and it'll be unbelievable, but they won't win anything because they have nobody else to score.
He'll
be doing the scoring.
And now that Steve Nash is out for the year.
He's out for the year?
Back injury. Out for the year. He's 40. He's out for the year. Now, but here's what Kobe does best. He just takes the whole team. He's of course, like you said, nobody else scores. So
well,
he's
I think he
score.
Believes he can.
Yes.
But, I mean,
he absolutely
coming off this, that should be interesting. Because, I mean, that's the League of Superstars. That's where talent goes, right? Football, basketball.
Football and basketball.
Right?
Basketball and football, yeah.
That's where the best American athletes go.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely, they do.
Right.
So that's where they are, and that's where you get to see them.
Now, Cleveland is the favorite to win it all.
They're the fan favorite.
Well, I thought they were the betting favorite.
Well, them too.
So that's incredible. One guy moves over, and the whole team's now.
Well, it's not just him. It's also because
they. But what about San Antonio? They're second.
They're
a true team, though, aren't they?
They are a true team, but the last one they won was kind of their hurrah. Like they're still going to try and play hard. I mean, they're still going to go out and try and win.
But you see them not doing it.
No, I think they'll just fall short.
Cleveland will beat a bomb?
Yeah, because they traded for Kevin Love from Minnesota, who's their only good player.
Can the Indians do anything?
Probably.
I mean, they'll be bringing up the rear here because the Browns appear to be better.
Yeah, they appear to be better, but we'll see.
Second half.
I hated Kobe, the fact that he left and went to Miami, because the worst thing you're going to see now is...
Oh, you mean...
LeBron.
Yeah,
what did I say?
LeBron,
Kobe? I'm sorry. We were talking about Kobe.
Okay.
So LeBron goes back. You know, I hated the fact that he left and the way
he shouldn't have left the first time.
Exactly. Now he's going to come back, and what happens if he doesn't win a championship in Cleveland?
He's beloved there.
He is now. But we're going to look back and say, oh, typical Cleveland.
Yeah.
You know, same old Jets, same old Cleveland.
Well, tell you the truth, I don't take Florida sports team, sports team seriously.
No, nor should you.
I don't know
you.
Why. I mean, maybe I'm just older demographic, but
it's.
I mean, and if you play hockey in Florida, I can't believe that.
The thing that blows my mind about hockey in Florida, here in Miami, they're the Florida Panthers, and they play at a totally different arena from where the Heat play. The Heat play in Miami at the American Airlines Arena.
Yeah.
The Panthers have some other arena way out somewhere else.
Where there's refrigeration.
No, not even. It's totally, there's nothing. That makes no sense to me.
Yeah, well, anyway, I don't
understand Florida. Florida's
the Dolphins should be taken seriously. What do you think about that this year?
No.
Because that's one of the teams that was in huge disarray with all the scandalous abuse and everything, bullying, and people didn't expect much out
they
of them.
Got
Tampa. There was a few teams that were in that wrecked mode.
Yeah.
I mean...
And they're not much... The only thing they're better at is not being on the front page of papers.
He's doing
well, but what's there to write home about? I mean, they're not going to win. They're not going to even make the playoffs.
Can they buy... They're not?
No, they're not going to make the playoffs.
What about Buffalo?
Buffalo could make the playoffs.
Do you think they're a better team, Buffalo?
Yes, I think Buffalo's a better... They have a better defense. And they have better wide receivers. Huh. I will say that Tannehill is a better quarterback than what the Buffalo Bills have right now.
Right.
But
Kyle Orton.
Yep. And, hey, good for him for doing so well, for giving up on the Cowboys and going somewhere else. But you see now that Buffalo is starting to get a little bit more even spread out throughout their team. Miami, I mean, they lost Nosha Moreno. Their defense, it's not like they're 5-3 or 5-2. I mean, they're just, I don't know. And they're not going to make the playoffs.
Now, running back is not as an important position as
not
it
anymore.
Used to be.
Well, one running back, no. If you have one running back, no. But if you
They'll
have
get
a
committee, worn down.
Sure. If you have a committee,
happen to Forte.
Yeah. I mean, he's still putting him. The only one who I'll say.
What about Lacy?
Well, yeah. I mean, he's starting to get back on track.
So don't waste big draft picks on these people.
No. The only one who's actually doing anything on his own is Arian Foster. Arian Foster is the only
Isn't
one.
Isn't he a contract here?
Probably. And he's showing it. That's for sure. He's showing it. Something big. So speaking about.
Yeah. Yeah. He's for a big man, he's elusive.
Yes.
And when
is.
I say that, he's going faster than you think, and he's stronger than he looks.
Yeah, and he's a pass catcher as well, which is
huge.
Yeah, right. Big time.
Right.
Big time. So talking about Arian Foster and his ability. He's a really good fantasy player. I don't have him, but I do want to talk about my fantasy teams right now. Right now in the Everyman Sports League, I'm in second.
Okay.
I'm up from third, which I was very happy about, and yeah, so I'm excited about that. In my other league, I won as well. So I was worried because I got beat by a guy last week who didn't start four of his players, and I still lost, which is really...
What?
Yeah, which I just... I had to hang my head in shame.
You should.
This week, I played a guy who also didn't start three or four of his players. I actually won this week, so I was very, very happy about that. So, all right. Well, hopefully Kansas City wins.
Looking forward to that.
Hopefully John Idzik
gets... There might be a score now. We need to check.
Maybe, almost. Hopefully John Idzik gets fired, and away we go. So thank you.
You think so?
It'd be nice.
They'll have to spend money have to bring in... Yeah, get rid of the coach too, right?
Yeah, it's like they need a culture change. They did it when they brought in Parcells. They did it when they brought in Mangini. And they even did it when they brought in Rex.
How bad was Mangini, looking back at it?
Not that bad. I could have lived with him another year, but... You know, I'm not the owner, so what do I care? All right. Well, thank you very much for joining us, and take care.
This has been another episode of Everyman Sports. The show's music is Cold Funk by Kevin MacLeod and is licensed under CC Attribution 3.0. Everyman Sports can be found on Facebook.com, where you can like it to receive updates and news. Visit Everyman Sports in the iTunes Store to leave a review of the show. Also, visit everymansports.podbean.com directly to comment and support. Everyman Sports can be contacted directly at everymansports@gmail.com.